Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Goddess Keys to Understanding with your host, Keisha. I hope everyone is having an awesome day. I'm pretty excited about tonight's topic. This topic is very near and dear to my heart, seeing as though it took me a long time to acquire it. And the topic is becoming your own source of love. Basically, cultivating self-love. That's what I really want to dive into tonight. What does it mean to love yourself? upon preparing for this show, I sought out, you know, different definitions of what it is to love yourself. And I found some interesting definitions of what self-love is. And it all seems to be directed outward, okay, externally. Dictionary.com defines self-love as the instinct by which one's actions are directed to the promotion of one's own welfare or welfare of being, especially an excessive regard for one's own advantage. Then I found on the thesaurus says a self-love is disdain, it's ego, it's vanity, it's contemptuousness, and loftiness. I found that quite interesting. And to me, it kind of seems like to love yourself is a negative thing, okay? And as popular culture is focused on attracting love, you know, when you think of love, basically that's what you think of is loving someone else. And that could not be any further from the truth. Yes, it is. Love is about loving other people, but you first have to start with self first, okay? You must start with yourself. Because if you don't have love for self, you are depleted, okay? You have nothing to give anyone else, so you will be coming from a place of scarcity. You'll be coming from a place of lack. You will also be coming from a place of ego, okay? If you don't love yourself, okay? Because, I mean, it is possible to love other people and yet not fully understand what it is to love yourself. But like I said, you'll be coming from a place of scarcity, from a place of lack, and from a place of ego. Now, when you think of self-love, self-love is one of those things, I know for me personally, it eluded me for a long, long time. You know, I never quite understood what it was, so henceforth, I was disconnected from myself, from my spiritual self, okay? And I was miserable in my existence, okay? I had no self-esteem. I had none. And to be honest with you, most people determine their worth based upon other people. But your worth comes from your self-esteem, how you see yourself. Okay, a lot of people, they seek approval and validation from others, and their opinion of themselves isn't very high unless they get it, okay? True self-esteem isn't based on what others think of you. Since it is self-esteem, it's basically what you think of yourself. You may think well of yourself and your competence in some areas, but not in others, and your estimation may fluctuate, okay? With life, you know, with the ups and downs of life. But if you have good self-esteem, you'll return to feeling good about yourself. So that's a part of self-love, is just having a good, healthy self-esteem about yourself. Self-esteem is also self-acceptance, okay? Unlike self-esteem, which varies, self-acceptance is steady and unconditional, okay? Again, self-love is unconditional, okay? You accept yourself despite your flaws, failures, and limitations. You're more self-forgiving and let go of self-judgment. Instead of comparing yourself to other people, both positively, negatively, you appreciate your singular individuality as far as who you are. You feel that you are enough without having to improve upon yourself, okay? So self-love is not what society promotes, okay? Self-love has you seeking outside, external. I mean, society has you believing that to love yourself, you have to go outside yourself and seek it through other people. And that is so, that is not true at all, okay? No one can love you to the capacity of which you love yourself, okay? So if you don't have any love within your love tank, If your love cup is not running over, okay, you will give love, but again, like I said earlier, you'll give it from a place of scarcity, So that love you give to somebody else is going to come in the form of codependence. It's going to come in the form of neediness, okay? And you're going to always be looking for that love to be returned back to you, okay? That is not true love of self, because when you really genuinely love yourself unconditionally, accepting of who you are, okay, your love tank runneth over and you give it to other people without having the expectation of it being returned back to you. Okay, that's what self-love is. It is not egotism. It's not vanity. You know, a lot of religious circles, you know, they shun away from, you know, the word self-love because they correlate self-love, you know, with, you know, being selfish, being prideful, being egotistic, that sort of thing. But in all actuality, I mean, God, source, universe, that is what it is. It is love. It is abundance, okay? It is unconditional love. And so that energy runs through us. So when you tap into who you are and you love yourself, you're also able to tap into that energy, okay, from source, from God, okay? And so therefore you're powered with that love and you're able to give that love to other people and it'll be a healthy type of love, okay? I am going to make this into a series on self-love because I see it as a deficit in society. I do. You know, I myself was at that point in my life at one time where I felt like in order to feel anything, in order to go through my existence, I felt like I had to look for love from other people. And it was all because of my childhood, okay? I did not get the nurturing. I did not get the love that I needed as a child. Although my grandmother, she felt in her heart of hearts that she did provide that to me. But me being on the receiving end of that, that was something that I never got, okay? So henceforth, I spent majority of my life looking outside of myself, you know, for love. And not having a clue that I had the power within myself to love myself, okay? So it took me, you know, to go through things in my life for me to get on this journey of self-love. And now that I'm on it, I have learned to cultivate that within myself. I accept myself wholeheartedly. I love me. And I would not change that for the world. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that I am valuable just because I exist. Just because I exist, I am worthy of all the abundance that the universe has bestowed upon me. It is my birthright. It's your birthright. It's all of our birthrights. But somewhere along the way, we lost sight of that, you know, and it's because, again, I don't think so much we lost sight of it. It's just that with our upbringing, our environment, traumas, life experiences, it kind of got, you know, swept under the rug, so to speak, okay? And when you sweep yourself, your self-love, so to speak, under the rug, and you're just giving, giving, giving constantly to other people, now you're in a deficit, okay? And I just see that amongst people that I know, just in society, period, on TV. I hear it in the music. You know, it's all codependent. It's all neediness. I mean, it's just a mess. You know, and I am here to tell you that when you get on the journey of self-love, self-acceptance, cultivating self-esteem about yourself, it changes your outlook on life. It changes how you see yourself, okay? It changes how you see yourself. And it'll make you start questioning things about yourself. And one of the things that I'm going to touch on is mindfulness. Mindfulness is when you can be an observance of your thoughts, okay? I guess it's kind of up there with self-awareness. When you're mindful of your thoughts, you're mindful of your behaviors. you're mindful of coping mechanisms, and you see how dysfunctional they are with how you live your life, and you see how those behaviors do not serve your greater good as far as your existence, as far as you loving yourself, as far as you just being on the journey of, you know, a spiritual journey, I mean, okay? You have to be self-aware of who you are, okay? So that goes into the mix of self-love, just being self-aware. What I mean by being observant of behaviors, say, for instance, like unhealthy, toxic behaviors in relationships, how you think, okay, how you relate to people, limited beliefs, things of that nature, and you see how it negatively affects your life, okay, and how you are not able to maintain relationships because of old ways of thinking. So self-love is more than just going to get your nails done. Self-love is more than just going out and buying a bag or going to the spa. Self-love is inner working, okay, where you go inside on a spiritual deep level to understand who you are. It's knowing thyself. It looks like I have a caller. Let's see. Let me go ahead and take a caller. 469-616. Hello? Okay. Maybe I lost them. Okay. So, yeah, just being self-aware. That's one of the keys to
you need to get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna in any way that is where he wanna be. But it ain't even gotta be like that. Your man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want your man.
Hey.
All right, peace and love. I just want to. All right, greetings, family. I just want to apologize. We're having technical issues with the broadcast, but we will definitely be right back shortly, guys. Thanks for your patience. Keisha, if you're back on the line, you can go ahead and speak now. Your mic is unmuted.
On, continuing. Continuing back with the topic of becoming your own source of love, cultivating self-love, I was thinking about being honest with oneself. So, yes, just being honest with where you are in your life, observing where certain choices, certain behaviors where they're not in alignment with where you want to go and where you want to be in your life, observing unhealthy behaviors and thinking processes, things of that nature. So just being honest with yourself in that regard. Another thing, emotional intelligence. This right here seems to be a huge issue just within, you know, just in my period with a lot of people, just not being aware of their emotional state. A lot of people, because they don't know who they are not aware that they can observe their emotions. And know that you are not your emotions, okay? That takes me back to being mindful, just being a mindful awareness of your emotions, because this is what happens. Thoughts trigger emotions, okay? So, and I was just being mindful of that, and also being aware of your triggers. You know, this is life period. A lot of us have a lot of unhealed wounds that are buried deep within our subconscious, okay? And all it takes is for somebody to come through. They can either say something, look at you a certain way, walk a certain way, talk a certain way. They may smell a certain way, and it may trigger you back into the past, whether if it's a positive or if it's a negative experience. Nonetheless, it will be a trigger. So instead of you acting out on that trigger through unhealthy, toxic emotions, that's when you take a step back. And a lot of times I know it's easier said than done because things are happening in the moment. But that's where being in touch with yourself, knowing your past traumas, understanding who you are, loving who you are, being mindful of who you are, okay? So when you do have certain triggers, you're able to pause and respond opposed to reacting. Okay, because a lot of times when we react, we react in negative ways. Okay, and just so you know that relationships are a mirror. People are a mirror to you. Okay, because how you see yourself and how you feel about yourself is what you're going to project into your world. Okay, and that being said, when you are interacting with someone, okay, that person is going to mirror back to you yourself, okay? And then that's where the triggers come into play. So if you don't know who you are and someone triggers you, you're going to immediately blame the other person for your emotional response, okay? When in all actuality, what the person said, did, or thought, or how they walked, or whatever had, what they were doing, they were not even thinking about you. They were not intentionally trying to piss you off or anything. I mean, in some cases they are, but most of the time, they're not aware of your trauma. They're not aware of your wounds. Okay, they were just simply being who they are. And that being said, whatever they did, it triggered you. And if you do not have your emotions in check, you're going to react, and 9 times out of 10, it's not going to go very well. I've been there, done that. Okay, and like I said, I mean, it's easier said than done, but it is worth. It is worth the investment in within yourself to be in touch with your emotional state, your emotional intelligence, okay? Because a lot of people talk about your intelligence, IQ, you know, but you rarely hear about emotional intelligence, and that is a vital part to who you are, okay? Your emotions are not going to go anywhere, okay? That's how you feel your way through life, okay? So, yeah. Self-love can be a very long process, okay? Loving yourself is going to be different for different people. Everybody is not going to have the same process to self-love. They're not, because people come from different backgrounds, have different family backgrounds, different traumas, different experiences, things of that nature. So everybody, self-love is going to be, it's going to look different. So that being said, once you get into yourself, once you start doing personal investigation of yourself, self-inquiry, okay, you'll start to see patterns within yourself, and then you'll know where to go from that point on as far as how you need to tend to self-love and how to cater to yourself in that way. I just want to say there's nothing selfish, there's nothing vain about loving yourself, man. I cannot express that enough. You know, at one point I was heavily into, you know, church, and, you know, I thought that loving myself, you know, that's something that you're not supposed to do, you know, but the Bible says that, you know, love yourself as you will have, I think it's love yourself as you will have others do unto you, something of that nature. Y'all know what I'm talking about. but how can you love your neighbor as though you want them as you want to love yourself? I mean, it's hard if you don't love yourself. So where are you getting this love from to give to somebody else? Okay. Now I want to also touch on what no longer serves you, letting go of things that no longer serve you. Okay. That could be a myriad of different things. Okay. And only you know that, whether it's an unhealthy relationship. Okay. Whether it's poor eating habits, whether it's career choice, and you feel like you're stuck, and, you know, you hate your job and things of that nature. How is that serving you if you're constantly going to a job that stresses you out, that you're not happy? And I understand people have bills to pay and, you know, things of that nature, but at the end of the day, how is that beneficial to your spiritual well-being if you're constantly in stress mode, if you're constantly in frustration mode? How is that serving you? How is that serving you? Ask yourself that. You know, I hear a lot of people complain. Oh, I hate my job. Oh, my job this. Oh, my job that. Well, complaining about a situation is not going to fix it, okay? If you feel that strongly about it and it's stressing you and you're not happy, you're going home, you're taking it out on your kids, you're taking it out on your spouse, it's not serving you, it's not serving your spouse, it's not serving anybody to stay in a situation where you have control over. You're not a victim. You have power within yourself. God is the energy source on which we thrive on. It is our very existence. It is our essence, okay? You are empowered. You know, through God, through Source, you are a powerful, creative being, okay? You are not a victim, okay? At any point in time, if you do not like a situation, you're not happy in your relationships, you're not happy in your job, you're not happy with your finances, you know, you're not happy with your weight, all that stuff is in your control to change it, okay? And when you love yourself, you know what you need to do to keep that atmosphere going within yourself, because you want to keep a peaceful state within yourself. See, this is where I'm at right now, because I'm so in tune with Keisha, okay? I'm so in tune with Keisha. I am able to go into myself and center myself. And I am empowered through that, which makes me empowered, okay? So if I see something in my world now that does not agree with me spiritually, it makes me feel uncomfortable, you know, spiritually and, you know, just in my body, in my mind, I am so quick to let it go now, so quick to let it go. It's easy for me to let it go. It's easy. You know why? Because I don't like not feeling good. And I'm talking about feeling good in a sense of discomfort, okay? Because I love me, okay? That love my, okay? I don't choosing something that is contradicting. I don't like not feeling good, okay? I don't like, you know, making choices that in the long run are not going to be healthy for me. You know, case in point, let's say, for instance, something that, you know, it's not going to make you feel good. Let's say you're in a relationship with somebody, and this person is not paying you any attention, you know, unless, you know, they want to or whatever. So you're doing all the reaching out. You're doing all the calling. You're doing all the texting. You're doing all the everything. And every time you call this person, you have this sickening feeling in your gut because you know chances are this person's not going to call you back, okay? Or that's just one example. Or let's say, you know, you make up your mind that you're going to get healthy. I mean, you're going to go to the gym. You're going to work out. You're going to do all this stuff, okay? Let's say you get off from work. You're tired. You're like, oh, I don't feel like cooking. There's a Burger King right there on the corner. You know what? You know, I'll go to the gym tomorrow. So next thing you know, you're in the drive-thru line at Burger King getting a burger, okay? You eat the burger. As soon as you're finished with it, you think to yourself, oh, man, I did it again. I did it again. That feeling, it doesn't feel good. Now, you also have to be careful of your inner critic. I'm not going to touch on that right now. But all in all, it doesn't feel good. You know why? Because basically you betrayed yourself. Okay? You betrayed yourself. It's called self-betrayal. You know, you tell yourself you're going to do one thing, or self-sabotage. You tell yourself you're going to do one thing and you do the opposite. That feeling, it doesn't feel good. Okay? So letting go, situation, whatever the case may be, if it's not serving your higher good, if it's not elevating you to higher levels of consciousness, okay, you got to let it go, okay? You got to let it go. Having a sense of entitlement was another thing that I dealt with. I felt like, oh, I deserve this, you know, you know, this is supposed to be mine just because in an arrogant way, you know, that's not loving yourself, you know? So, kind of got off topic there for a second, but that's not loving yourself. Okay. So you are not any better than anybody else. No one is better than you. Okay. There is no preferential treatment, you know, in the universe, you know, because you create your reality. You create your reality. You create the things that you want to be in your world, okay? And if something it doesn't feel good to you, you have power to change that reality and create something better. But the only way to really truly get there, you have to start with self-love. You have to start with self-love. Because without it, you will live an unfulfilled life. You'll never reach your full potential. You know, you'll never get out of your comfort zone. You'll never get out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is designed to be in the familiar. You know, you're not afraid of uncertainty. You're not afraid of it because you know that the power that you possess, anything that comes your way, you can handle it. You can handle it. So there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear in this life. Fear comes from scarcity. You know, it is not a healthy, it is not healthy. Being fearful is not healthy. Not healthy. So, and when you love yourself, you're not going to be in a fearful state. Now, like I said earlier, I do understand that I do understand that this journey of self-love can be a long one, but it's okay. We're not on a time schedule, okay? You know, you're not on a schedule, you know. Time is an illusion, okay? You know, you are where you are meant to be, where you need to be. You know, whatever has happened in the past, that is the past. You have the here and now. You have the here and now. But like I keep reiterating, self-love is, it has to be your foundation. It has to be your foundation. Because everything that you do, everything that you are, and everything that you will do comes from whether you love yourself or if you don't, and you will be able to see it in your relationships and your finances. You know, just look at your life and ask yourself, have I been loving myself? Have I been loving myself? What kind of person am I because of it? You know, being a great parent, being a great friend, a mother, just a person in general, you want to love people in a genuine, healthy way. You really do. And I just know that it took me a long time to get to that point in my life where I really genuinely loved myself. And it just changed everything about me, And I would not turn back from that. I would not. Oh, my gosh. It's just I know where I've been and where I am now. I have healed through a lot of things in my life, and when I tell you, it feels damn good to be at a place now where I can openly say that Keisha, she loves herself, honey. It ain't nothing, it is nothing egotistical about that. Nothing at all. And so I offer that to everyone else out here who's struggling with trying to find themselves. Really, you don't need to find yourself. You are who you are. And to, if it's something that you're not happy with about yourself, just go inward, you know, just pray about it, meditate on it, and start addressing those things that you're not happy with about yourself. Now, I want to say you have to have compassion for yourself. You know, to beat yourself up is not healthy. You cannot beat yourself up. You cannot do that. I mean, you can, but if, I mean, what good is that going to do? If anything, it's going to tear you down even more. And that's not what this is about. This is empowering ourselves. This is uplifting ourselves, okay? This is what this is about. So, like I said, I mean, the journey is not easy. All right, sorry about that. The technical difficulties going on there. Sorry about that. But as I was saying, just basically in a nutshell, the self-love journey is not an easy one. It's not an easy one. But like I was saying earlier, you're deserving of it. You owe it to yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're all you have. You're all you have. And you have to be there for you because no one is obligated to be there for you, okay? You know, even if you're married or whatever, your partner's not obligated to be there for you. They're not obligated to love you. So with that being said, you are all that you have. So you have to love yourself. You have to. It is a must. Looks like I have a caller on the line. Dwight, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Perry, how are you? How are you?
Hey, Hi. Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
Okay. I was just enjoying the show. I just tuned in, and I was just, of course, I was over smiling because, I'm always admiring your growth, and I know that this is very powerful for you, and I commend you. So I'm here for you if you need me in any way.
Well, thank you. Did you have anything to add to the topic about self-love, and what are your thoughts on that?
Self-love. Everybody's on this journey of self-love right now. This is not a coincidence because in order for you to truly find the essence of true love, you must find it and experience it for yourself first. And this
right.
means on every level. Means on every level. So a lot of us get caught up right now in the whole aspect of loving on ourselves, and we forget all the many levels of love that we've already been through in our lives. So you have to take it all as a collective. And now that you've reached this level of wanting or needing self-love for yourself, it's only because of all the things that you have went through. So you have to experience these things to understand the polar opposite of the other end. You have to have already been to a point in your life to where you were giving so much of you away, to where now you're ready to reclaim it. See,
right.
See, you have to. These things have to happen in your life. These phases, these cycles. So your life is going just the way it's supposed to go. So embrace
right.
the journey, to tell you, on this road to loving yourself. Always allow yourself to just remain in the moment. Respect yourself for everything that
right.
you do. And the more you defeat yourself in those moments to where you're going against yourself, those moments to where you, bye, baby, love you. I was just saying goodbye to my daughter. But self-love,
aww.
Very, very But, just speaking on that, like even in, I had a thought even just a minute ago because, all of the knowledge that I have and all the things that I know about this lifetime, I can give her so many keys to life, but I would be robbing her of having her own experience. Do not
right.
rob yourself of the experience of life. Enjoy your life. Embrace the journey as it is. And when you're on that journey for self-love, when you're on that mission, you have to fully be able to release all of those things that have been tying your soul down.
Right.
That is what it is trying to do. When you reach that level of wanting to heal yourself, and you're going on this journey, on this sabbatical, where you're feeling so disconnected from everything, disconnected from the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you must realize that one is never truly alone in this universe. Mother Earth, the Father, Son is always with you. So you're never alone.
Right.
You are always at one. So remain at peace when you're by yourself. This is why I tell people, embrace the solitude, because it is where you return to source. So when you're on this
right.
journey, just embrace. More. Just, meet yourself where you are. A lot of us are trying to get somewhere too fast, and this is the life that we've already been caught up in, this rat race that is the Matrix.
Right.
So do not allow yourself to keep living, chasing something. Go inward.
Right.
Go within.
Right.
Go within.
Right. 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 That is so true. Like I was saying earlier, it took me a long time to get there. I'm a little hard-headed. Well, I was a little hard-headed. I got tired of touching that hot stove, and I realized, okay, and this is hot,
right,
and I'm
yeah.
tired of touching it, so it's time to go a different direction and just go within myself, because so many times, I felt like I had to search for that outside of myself, and it was stressful. Because when you go outside of yourself, especially if you're trying to seek self-love through other people, people are wishy-washy. People are up and down because they're going through their own things in life. You know what I'm saying? So nobody is obligated to be there for you and to meet your emotional needs, to meet your self-love needs all the time. So that's why you have to have that firm foundation within yourself. Wouldn't you agree? To withstand all of that so that you remain grounded and centered, at all times. And that you're always coming from a place of abundance,
Absolutely, because within that place, this is where you realize that you are the source of your own love, and you
right.
no longer need anybody's
right.
love to validate you. See, this is how it becomes
right.
abundant. So you,
right.
I implore people to realize that when you move to this place, the universe begins to move for you. So all the things that are not for you begin to be repelled against you. And everything mm-hmm. that it is mm-hmm. trying to be impelled to you. See, this is because you are iron, you are metal, you are all these elements. So as you begin to change your frequency, the universe has no choice but to respond to this. So this is why a lot of us are facing cycles in our lives, going through the same things over and over because we're not making the right decision when we reach that road.
Right.
Just reevaluate your lives. Look at yourself in the third person. View yourself in every aspect of you. This is the only way you will truly find the essence of the love that you're looking for. So a lot of us, you know, it's a very powerful mission when you're on this mission of loving yourself, and it's very, very, the road can be winding.
Right.
But seek within, and stay the course. See, a lot of us get deterred. We end up reaching out again. We end up wanting somebody else to love us again, wanting somebody else to pour into us. See, stay within. Stay the course. So know that you will be tested. You will be tested along this journey. So stay the course.
Right.
And hold fast. Hold fast to your truth. And hold fast to yourself.
Yes, and you know, I couldn't agree more. This guy right here, Dwight, he's a phenomenal guy. Phenomenal guy. Hello?
Yummer.
I guess, okay. No, I was just saying how phenomenal you are, and, you know, you're just, wow, you're just a wonderful, beautiful being, you know, and, wow, you've been on this journey for a while, and, you know, I learned a lot of things, you know, from you. So, but yeah, but like I said, I could not agree more with you. You know, it's just like you were saying, when you really start embracing who you are and just really genuinely loving who you are, things that are not meant for you, they will be repelled. You know, they will be repelled away from you, you know. And that's because you're no longer vibrating on the same frequency with that thing. So, and you, you know, you may have experienced this. You know, if you meet a certain level of growth, you know, the people that you used to be attracted to, whether it's friendships, I don't care what it is, you know, wherever you are at a certain part of your life, those are the type of people, type of situations, type of circumstances that you will attract to yourself. So once you start elevating your consciousness, once you start embracing and cultivating that self-love within yourself, you're no longer on that same vibrational frequency. So those people, places, or things, they'll tend to, you know, fall away. They'll, you know, and, you know, phone calls become less or, you know, whatever the case may be, those things will not be, you know, in your reality anymore, and better things will be attracted to you just because you are elevated now, and those are the things that, you know, you tend to attract into your life.
Absolutely. And that's exactly how the cycle goes. And it's not because that you're elevating to anywhere. It's not because you're becoming more than anybody or you should be looking down on anybody. You are simply expanding. This is the process that you must go through. We are cell-based beings. You are supposed to expand. You are not supposed to stay where you are.
Right.
So if you're finding yourself in the same place, then it's something that you're not doing right for you.
Right.
So a lot of us get caught up in these cycles of trying to do something right or do right by everybody else but ourselves. And this
you
is you relinquishing
right
your
head.
Power. Yeah, so it's like you got to be in a position at all times to keep your power to yourself, to not allow yourself to get in your own way, because it's always you versus you.
Right.
It's always you in your own way. So you have to ask yourself about the decisions that you're constantly making, about the things that you're always allowing yourself to be subservient to that you like. See, it's your desires and all of your wants and all of these things that you're crying out for from your lower perspective, from your lower self. So it is not about you defeating, not about you not acknowledging these emotions. It is about you not being moved by them.
Right.
See, in order for you to truly conquer these emotions, in order for you to truly reach this level of self-mastery, you must observe yourself at all times and realize, why am I thinking what I'm thinking? Why am I feeling what I'm feeling? See, this is how you begin to detach from these emotions, because you begin to identify with them. So it's like... you have to go into a state of knowing yourself, and always, you're not crazy. You're not bipolar. when you're feeling all these things. We just talked about these things earlier on the show. And, you know, a lot of people have energy things going on with them that they have no idea. And so it's like you have to understand, like, you talking to yourself is you checking yourself. That is you keeping yourself
and I do
in
that
perspective.
Confidence.
Yeah. You got to keep yourself in perspective.
Yes. I mean, I find myself in a loving, compassionate way that is checking myself, you know, and just being aware of my thoughts, you know, being aware of where I'm at emotionally, you know, my emotional temperature, you know, where I'm, you know, how I'm feeling, you know, just so that I'm staying in that self-love, you know, space, you know, because that's what it's all about. You know, it's just being consciously aware of who you are and how to respond, you know, to life's demand. Like I was saying, you know, self-love, you know, it's a lot, but you know what? It's a beautiful process because, you know, like you were saying, we're all growing, we're all evolving. You know, it's about expansion. You know, we are enough as we are. You know, our upbringing, our traumas, you know, have pretty much, you know, made that part of us non-existent, but it is there. You know, now being a conscious person, just being aware, now that you are aware of that, now you can seek the tools out to help you cultivate, you know, the self-love that's already there, you know. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful process. You know, it really is. But you just have to come to a decision where you love you more than anything in this world. And again, from a place of abundance, not a place of lack, okay, but a place of abundance where you love yourself more than anything. Because when you love yourself more than anything, you're coming from source, you know, and you are able to give that love to other people and not expect anything in return from them. That is what unconditional love is.
Yes.
Being able to love others without expecting something in return.
Yes, and that's like one of the most ultimate levels of love once you reach that. I once asked myself, after self-love, after I reached that and after I achieved that, what's next? And what you just said is exactly what comes next. You become the source of your love, so you become an abundant amount of love, so you are able to love freely without expecting any love in return from anybody because the universe fills you with this. See, this is how you return to the source of your love, and it is a beautiful thing to be. So you're able to transmute so much energy from you just vibrating as a single blade of grass does. See, we're talking about 528 hertz, dude. So you're talking about you being the ultimate being that you are, letting your light be so vibrant that when you walk into the room, everybody knows who you are. So this is a part of you shining. This is a part of you becoming illuminated. So embrace that process because it's very beautiful once you reach that. And nothing can stop you after that.
Right.
The magic is unlocked.
Right. Well, I thank you for calling in, my dear. I really do. I appreciate the wisdom that you have bestowed upon us all. Thank you.
Ashe, beloved.
All
Namaste.
Right.
Pleasure was
Namaste.
Mine.
All right. Have a good one. All righty. So the last few minutes, I just basically just want to, you know, end with this. Don't let the world make you think that loving yourself is wrong or is sinful, okay, or it's a negative thing. It's far from it, okay? Like, you know, we were just discussing, you know, it is your birthright, love. It is your birthright. There is an abundance of it in the universe. Just look around, you know, the birds, the grass, the ocean. Everything is perfect, perfectly the way it is just because energy, I mean, source energy flows through all of it because it's abundant, okay? Everything flows through that energy, okay? The universe does not provide any lack. That is us. We do that, okay? We cause limitations, okay? We put limits on ourselves. When we put limits on ourselves, we put limits on our reality. and we spread that into the world. Okay. So again, I keep saying it because that is a topic of discussion, because this is just my thing. Self-love is the foundation of your existence through source, through God, through Jesus, whatever higher power you believe in. Okay. You are powered through that source, and that source is love. Okay. So I hope that, you know, I hope that I was able to plant a seed and help you awaken yourself to yourself, and for you to realize that you cannot thrive in life, okay? You cannot reach your full potential. You cannot live in complete abundance until you cultivate that part of yourself, okay? Never seek love outside of yourself. Never seek love outside of yourself. You're going to always come up against a brick wall when you do that, because humans, we're limited. Our love does run out. We're tired. We have things going on. We're sad. You know, we have issues. So we may not always be there for our loved one. But then that's when you have to understand that when someone cannot be there for me, I have to be there for myself, okay? So that being said, you have to put in the work. Put in the work to be all that you can be, your best life, be the best person you can be, you know, own who you are, understand that abundance, love, wealth, all of that stuff. It's your birthright, man. It's your birthright. Never, ever shortchange yourself. You know, never, ever turn your back on yourself, because you are all you have. So until next time, goodbye.